A day after the release of the damning Royal Commission report into the management of the Murray-Darling Basin, the blame game is well and truly underway. Some politicians and water managers are warning that too much tinkering with the plan could have catastrophic consequences. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Amid calls for heads to roll, both bureaucrats and politicians are defending how they've managed the Murray-Darling Basin. Former Federal Water Minister Barnaby Joyce is defiant.
You know, you always hear, I'll put you to a Royal Commission. I would welcome that. I've got no problems with that whatsoever.
The Royal Commission report finds maladministration, negligence and unlawful actions went into the development of the Basin Plan. It finds the environment wasn't prioritised the way it should have been under the Water Act, and the plan failed to account for climate change. So the report calls for a complete overhaul so that some of the water currently sent to irrigators is redirected to the environment. Mr Joyce warns that would be disastrous.
If you want a river system that's not affected by any extraction whatsoever, that's fine. You just close down a whole range of regional towns. You might as well get rid of Adelaide at the same time because they also are a big extractor from the system. You'll have a perfect river system. You'll just be trying to work out what to do with about 2.5 million people. If you want to peel this scab off, go right ahead, but good luck with what happens next.
The Murray-Darling Basin Authority oversees the waterways and it rejects any suggestion that it's acted unlawfully or mishandled the basin. But some, including the Greens, are calling for its chief executive, Philip Glyde, to stand down. He responded on RN Breakfast.
Well, others will decide that, Fran, but in the 3 years that I've been in this job, I've not met a single individual or an interest group that actually likes the plan. And it seems to me that the Commission is just the most recent addition to that group. By the same token, I've not met anyone that wants to go back to where we were prior to 2012.
The Basin Authority boss compares his role to an umpire who can't keep the fans of both teams happy.
We did not ignore climate change. That's a complete furphy. As time goes on, more information will come in. We will learn more about climate change and the plan is actually capable of change.
In the fallout from yesterday's report, industry groups have shot back with criticism of the Royal Commission's methods. The head of the Irrigators Council, Steve Wan, says it only heard from certain scientists, resulting in an incomplete picture. But those behind the report say that's nonsense. Richard Beasley, SC, was the senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission.
There was plenty of opportunity for all of those people to come and have their say. No one was turned away. Steve Wan is talking rubbish.
He says the evidence clearly shows the plan's based on politics, not science.
The amount of water that needed to be set for the environment had to be based on, quote, the best available scientific knowledge, and it wasn't. If the politicians don't like the law, they can change the Water Act. But the Water Act is really clear. It says it's a statutory fact that we have stuffed this river system by giving too much water to irrigators, and we have to stop that.
David Papps managed environmental flows in the basin as the Commonwealth water holder until last year and says he raised concerns while in the job. He's told AM the buck ultimately stops with the politicians.
At the end of the day, it's the politicians who make the critical decisions. They need to be held accountable. They need to fix the mess that they've created. And I'm personally a little sick of incompetent and cowardly ministers throwing officials under the bus in order to protect their own careers and hide their own failings.
David Papps says this is an opportunity for real change, and if it's missed, the problem will just be left to another generation.
Alexandra Beach reporting.